I'm Phil Nee with Southwest Wisconsin Sports. Tonight on the schedule, Richland Center hosts Reedsburg in soccer. Talking to us this morning on the update is Tom Stadler. I ask him how it's gone lately for his team.
We've won the last three of the last five games, rather, and we look good. Things are clicking in the offensive end. The Platteville team that won conference, we played them earlier this week on Tuesday night. And at halftime, we were 0-0 against Platteville. We were able to hold them the whole first half, and things were really exciting there for us against the conference championship team. Later in the second half, we gave up some goals and suffered the defeat.
You play Reedsburg tonight. Do you know much about them, Tom?
I do. Reedsburg is having a tough year as far as their wins and losses, but they also have a very tough schedule. And so I expect them to be a good team. They are every year, and it'll be a good home game for us, our final home game of the season.
Are you doing anything else special tonight to go along with the game?
Absolutely. So tonight we will be recognizing the parents that do so much for our soccer program. And so we'll be thanking them pregame at 4:30. In addition to that, we're bringing the youth of the nation to the stadium for Rotary Youth Soccer Night. And we'll be running a lap with those youth players at halftime of the varsity game.
Let's talk about your senior, Giovanni Cerna. He's had a great year, hasn't he?
Giovanni Cerna has had a fantastic year, Phil. In fact, he's had a fantastic 4 years. He was a big part of the reason that we won conference. As a freshman, he played striker and played with Armando Sanchez, and they really did well together. Giovanni Cerna has scored a lot of goals for the Hornets. I'm still going through the scorebooks to tally it, but this year he has had 3 hat tricks and two goal game. And so Giovanni's a lot of fun to see play soccer. I would invite everybody to come down to the stadium tonight at 5 p.m. to see him score a few more goals at the home stadium. This will be his final home game of his career, and it's been an honor and a privilege to coach Giovanni. He's an absolute all-star.
Richland Center hosts Reedsburg tonight in area soccer. We'll have the call of that one. Again, kickoff time just after 5 on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. JV match will follow later on. In volleyball this evening, Boscobel is at Darlington, Riverdale at Fenimore, North Crawford at DeSoto, Seneca at Kickapoo, Waseca Steuben at Weston, and Ithaca visits Lafarge. And in 8-player football, Highland is at DeSoto. The Riverdale Chieftains enjoyed a homecoming win last week over Boscobel. Here is Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson.
Oh, the whole week was enjoyable. The game, we had another good start. We had a little bit of a lull in the end of the second quarter, but really from start to finish, all three phases were working really well. Defense posted another shutout. We had over 300 yards rushing. Tomlin Wall scored 3 touchdowns. Defensive line played awesome. Eli had 3 more touchbacks on kickoffs. So special teams, defense, and offense were clicking. Yeah, we had a 27-0 lead at half. We were trying to get that one more score to get the clock moving. Boscobel capitalized on a couple of our mistakes and just kind of kept us out of the end zone. Second half, we only scored 2 touchdowns, but you can't look at it that way. I looked at it as fourth quarter, we controlled the clock. And we added a touchdown in the third and one in the fourth and finished 42-0.
Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson, his team will host Blackhawk Warren coming up on Friday night in area football. Bowling scores from the Merchants Bowling League. Series High, AutoZone, 28-70. Goplin Insurance, 28-17. Phoenix Center, number 1, a 27-69. High Game, Honors, AutoZone, 10-12. Goplin Insurance, the runner-up, at 10-11. And the Phoenix Center, number 1 team, 9-75. Individually, Jeff Seckman, a 740, Jacob Layton, a 640, Mike Carpenter, a 629. And the individual top game, Jeff Seckman, a 269, Trayton Shep, a 267, Greg Ballwig and Jacob Layton each had 248 games in the Merchants Bowling League. On to the state scene, where the Cubs avoided being swept by edging the Brewers at Wrigley Field last night, 4-3. The Cubs scored all four of their runs in the bottom of the first inning. Jake Bowers popped a solo home run in the seventh after hitting a run-scoring single in the fourth. Quinn Priester took the loss, and Milwaukee went 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. In fact, in the game, they got off to a tough start, dug themselves a hole with Quinn Priester on the mound. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance, and had a long layoff. It's in his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him because that's not typically how he's done this year, and it gave them a jump start and was the difference in the game.
Dan Murphy talked about the quick starts that each team has had in this series.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. You know, they know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams, really. Tonight, the Cubs got the best of it.
Freddy Peralta tries to wrap up a series victory for the Brewers when he starts Game 4 tonight in Chicago. Elsewhere yesterday, Kyle Schwarber homered twice, leading the Phillies to an 8-2 victory over the Dodgers in Game 3 of their National League Division Series. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and George Springer each drove in a run, and eight Toronto pitchers shut down the Yankees in a 5-2 victory that sent the Blue Jays to the American League Championship Series for the first time in 9 years. Aaron Judge's brilliant season wasn't enough to end the Yankees' championship drought, the Yankees losing yesterday, marking their 16th consecutive season without a World Series title. And Riley Green and Javier Baez homered in a 4-run sixth inning, and the Tigers kept their season alive with a 9-3 win over the Mariners in Game 4 of the American League Division Series. Elsewhere, he's played some of his best basketball in the state. WITI-TV reporting that the NBA G League Wisconsin Herd has acquired former college All-American Johnny Davis. The Washington Wizards drafted Davis 10th overall in the 2022 NBA draft. He played 3 seasons for that team, averaging 3.5 points per game. Davis played 2 seasons with the Badgers. He was named a Big Ten Player of the Year as a senior. And Bengals coach Zach Taylor has named 40-year-old veteran quarterback Joe Flacco his starter for Sunday's game in Lambeau Field. NFL.com reports that Flacco takes over for Jake Browning, who was winless in 3 games. Quarterback Joe Burrow is injured. Flacco practiced with his new teammates for the first time Wednesday after coming from Cleveland in a trade. The Packers are coming off their bye week. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.